Hello.
Hi, Edward.
Yes.
How you doing, Edward? My name is Ed as well. I'm calling for an opinion research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and other craft workers. I'd like to ask a few questions concerning problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not saying anything. I will not ask you for a donation. Okay, Edward?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. And to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
43.
Wow. Okay. Thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Mason helper or finisher, bricklayer, BCC restoration, plasterer, stone mason, marble mason?
Both stone mason and bricklayer.
Thank you. And on the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher, or a helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, or foreman?
I was a foreman.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working on the trade?
No.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months?
I'm retired.
You retired, okay. Okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year? No, because you retired. Well, you retired more than a year, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And have you, and yes or no, I just got a read of a verbatim, but I already know the answer. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thank you. Think about what you see in your local community. Do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same number.
Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were last year?
Where I live, there's no union project.
No, none?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? You said there's none, right?
Correct.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
I really don't know.
Okay. Now, looking at your family economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years you will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I think it'll stay the same.
Thank you. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? That's when you was working. I'm going to read you a list. Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat call, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust or air quality, or no real safety concern?
I think there's two of them.
Okay.
Air quality, definitely, mm-hmm. and there's a language barrier.
Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No, I have not.
Thank you. For each other, partner, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing, yes or no?
No.
Political canvassing?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Yes, sir. Political canvassing?
No.
Thank you. Union organizing?
No.
Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on, never occasionally or regularly? And I see that you were retired more than a year, right?
Yes.
So I just put 0 now because you haven't been there. Is that okay?
Yes.
Because you haven't been there. Okay, thank you. And now changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the ones that you are most likely to get your news from to the ones that you are least likely to get your news from. And I'm going to read you 5 of them. Let me know by order which one is the top one and the least one. The internet or social media, radio, local TV news programming, cable news, friends and neighbors, print or online newspapers. Which is the one that you get the most, the first one?
I'm going to say online newspapers.
Thank you. And the next one? I got internet or social media, radio, local TV news programming, cable news, friends and neighbors.
I'll say cable news.
Thank you. And the next one is the internet or social media, radio, local TV news programming, friends and neighbors. It's 6 of them, actually. I said 5. It's 6. The internet or social media, radio, friends and neighbors.
It would be cable news.
Yeah, you said that already. The next one after that will be the internet or social media, radio, friends and neighbors.
Is local TV an option?
I believe local TV will be cable news, no? Oh, no, your local TV news programming, you said that already.
Yes.
So we go on by, you know, like, which one is a person, you said print or online newspaper, the second one cable news, the third one local TV news programming, and after that, I had the internet or social media, radio, or friends and neighbors.
It would be radio.
Thank you. And there's only 2 left. The next one is the internet or social media and friends and neighbors.
I'll say internet.
Okay, thank you. That means the last one will be friends and neighbors. Okay, great. Okay, now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Immigration, healthcare, support for labor unions, education, foreign policy, jobs in the economy, the environment, or something else?
I think healthcare.
Thank you. As you may know, BAC, BAC, supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to fairly finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Not here where I live, no.
But you heard of it someplace else?
Oh, I've heard of it, yes. Yes, I've been
okay.
About it for many years.
A lot about it? Have you heard some about it or a little bit about it?
I've heard, I guess, a lot about it over the years.
Thank you. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on fairly financed projects. Would you say that it's not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
I think it's very important.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I would say definitely the Democratic Party.
Thank you. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? The United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
Well,
I know that's a trick question, right?
It's a tough one. I would have to say, since the manufacturers are making most of their cars out of the country, I would say I'll support the workers more.
Okay. So you support the United Auto Workers much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. Please indicate if you disapprove or approve the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall. Do you approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Support for labor unions. Do you approve or disapprove?
Yes.
Approve strongly or somewhat?
Strong.
Thank you. Foreign affairs. Approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Immigration. Approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Healthcare. Approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
I'll say somewhat.
Thank you. How about the economy? Approve or disapprove?
The economy.
Yes, sir.
I approve. I mean,
strongly or somewhat? Thank you.
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling his job? Approve or disapprove?
I disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Are you a sure vote?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Yes, sir. Are you registered to vote?
Oh, yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president of offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or do you think that you will not vote?
Certain.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
I would have to vote for Joe Biden.
Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety? Yes or no?
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Turning back to BAC, BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
It was excellent.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Thank you. And now, how could the union best improve its representation and service? I have to write it down, so just be specific in your own words, what you think, you know, your opinion, to make the union better, to improve it.
Okay. I think, I had this discussion with my former employer. I think they could improve by giving more incentives to people joining the apprenticeship program.
Giving more incentive, right?
Yes.
Incentive.
Because nowadays a young person will go to an easier job for the same amount of money. So I think the money has to be appropriate for the work. And
okay.
I think that's a big one.
Okay, so give them more incentive to people joining the union, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Thank you. Join in. Join. Okay, thanks a lot. Moving along, what do you think the union's top priorities should be for the rest of the year and next, and what is the most important thing the union should be working on? Anything that, just one thing, if, you know, just something that you feel that they should prioritize, you know, make it important for everyone.
Professionalism.
Thank you. Okay. There we go. Okay. Thank you. And now, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Email, union mean, mail, job site,
email.
Text? Thank you.
Email.
And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the PAC? Never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or four more times a year?
I would say a couple times a year.
Thank you. Okay. And now I'd like to ask you a few questions. Of course, we're almost done. We have 90%. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. I'd like to ask a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
I'm a registered independent.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party? Or neither?
I would say neither.
Thank you. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
What is my what?
Race.
Oh, I'm white.
Thank you. And of course, your name is Edward, and we have the same name. So, this concludes our survey. Thanks very much, Edward, for your participation. I really appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your
summer. No problem.
Take care.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.